Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. How many bird species might an attentive backyard birdwatcher find? By backyard, I prefer a loose definition that allows exploring nearby open space, a stream corridor perhaps, an open field with forest edge. The more habitat types, the better. A lot of active birders keep a backyard list accumulated over the years. One of the most impressive I know of is kept by Don and Lillian Stokes in Hancock. Their backyard is also impressive. It includes the Contoocook River, a distant ridgeline, open field, wetlands, and forests, and a lot of bird feeders and birdhouses. As authors of the Stokes Field Guide to the Birds of North America, Don and Lillian don't miss much. Lillian also maintains a birding blog with updates that include new species and her photographs, which capture nature in intimate detail. They've observed 199 species of birds over 10 years. Those years have included a lot of hands-on habitat improvement projects, as well as invitations to fellow birders to join them. A backyard list represents much more than the bottom line total. Often the pursuit isn't so much about birds as about venturing out, tuning into the natural world. Whether it's a new bird species or the first delicate blooms on a red maple tree, there's joy in discovery and close observation, and the fun of sharing it with others. An intriguing world awaits all of us, whether viewed through the window, a few steps out the door, or further afield. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.